You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is facing criticism over its inaction in bringing specific protections for those with diverse gender identities. The Human Rights Commission called for changes to the Human Rights Act to include protections for the trans community in their 2008 transgender inquiry, and these have been reinforced by a recent universal periodic review by the UN Human Rights Council. Despite this, no changes have been made, and the government has signalled it is low on their list of priorities, preferring to instead focus on some of the other 194 recommendations made by the Human Rights Commission. I spoke with Vanessa Deru from Gender Equal New Zealand about the periodic review, first asking her what protections were currently like for these groups.
Well, the current protections for our rainbow communities seem to be not so progressive. So, for example, we've been waiting 11 years since the transgender inquiry to action some of those changes. Recently, just this week, last week, we have been through the Universal Periodic Review at the United Nations. And it's the first time that New Zealanders have actually been asked for their thoughts around the issues for people of different sexual orientation, gender identity, sexual characteristics, and asking the rainbow community for their thoughts. And they've really had a voice there at that forum. Their comments have been heard. And it's the third Universal Periodic Review when we've had a number of recommendations go up to improve the rights of our LGBTIQI communities. And we haven't seen any change.
Why do you feel the government isn't really implementing change in this area? Because they have accepted a lot of the other recommendations in the review, but they've sort of or noted them rather than accepted a lot of recommendations around the a rainbow community.
Well, I think it's because the government is, as they have said publicly, prioritising other matters. And I guess we have seen some changes to other parts of human rights frameworks being discussed by government, but we haven't certainly seen enough done for these communities. And I know that these communities are crying out. We hear from them more louder now. But I do think that the government is certainly improving other areas and prioritising that, which isn't a good look given the recent Universal Periodic Review that's gone under through the United Nations.
And as you said, it's been 11 years since the Human Rights Council did their transgender inquiry. And in this, they said that there needs to be explicit protections for trans people in the Human Rights Act. Why do you think the government has been so slow in doing anything about this? Is it really difficult to change the Human Rights Act, or are they just not wanting to?
Well, I think it's certainly a complicated area for government. It's probably, from a legislation perspective, a little bit new. However, we would all think that from a legislative perception, New Zealand is ready, is able, and has the community's support to create that change. So it's about ensuring that we can continue to push government on those issues, that we all together advocate for these communities, whether we belong to them or not, but ensuring that every New Zealander has the right to be who they want to be in New Zealand, so everyone can feel a little bit more equal.
Do these communities currently experience high levels of discrimination?
Many New Zealanders would think that they do. I believe that they do. I think a number of the actual communities themselves think they do. And certainly if you want to be a Kiwi and you want to be loved in this country, be normal, have things feel and act normal for you, around you and within your surrounding communities, we need to get people to feel like they are like that. And at the moment, they don't.
Because I guess, the Human Rights Council doesn't really have any way to enforce their recommendations except to kind of put a bit of pressure on, diplomatically, make New Zealand not look so great. Do you think that this will be enough to change anything, or we will still probably be waiting a while for protections?
I think that making sure that we go to the highest level to advocate for change, civil society, anyone in New Zealand is able to go to the United Nations and have their voice heard. This is the moment where we can do that. This is when the review and the recommendations from that Universal Periodic Review will come back. It will signal to government that people feel like this is something that needs to be done. And I certainly think that you can create change by pressuring and sharing with the United Nations to pressure the government of the day to make that change. And we need to be able to continue to use that mechanism as a country that is under the Human Rights Act and reporting to the United Nations, and continue to do that at that international level, but also at our local community level and at our national level. So if we press at all three of those levels, hopefully we will see some change soon.
And this government, I suppose, purports to be quite progressive, especially in their social agenda. Are you worried that maybe if change doesn't happen under this government and we get another one, that change just won't happen?
It's time for New Zealand to create change. We've seen a number of changes in other areas of legislation. We have to count on the government today, whoever it is, to get our voices heard and changes made for our communities within the rainbow areas.
And I guess just finally, more widely, with the government saying that they are kind of prioritising other things, do they often use this, I suppose, as an excuse to maybe not affect change in things regarding more marginalised communities?
I don't know if the government is using prioritisation as an excuse. I think we need to make sure that our voices are heard for all of our rainbow communities. We join forces together and see that change and make sure whatever government of the day that's in charge hears those concerns and gets this on the agenda.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.